This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. There are at least a couple of candidates looking to become the next state senator in the 37th district now that the incumbent Chuck Weaver has announced he will not seek another term. In fact, State Senator Chuck Weaver is with us today, along with the candidate that he prefers replace him in the state Senate, Wynn Stoller of Peoria. And they're both here today. Wynn, welcome. Senator Weaver, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, good evening, Will.
Thanks to have you. And I'll start with you real quickly, Senator Weaver. I want to make sure we get as much time with the person you recommend for this position as possible. But let's back up a little bit. Yeah. We talked to you a couple of weeks ago during the State of the State address. But for those who don't know, it was a kind of a difficult decision for you, wasn't it, to decide to not seek another term?
Absolutely, because I think there's so much to be done in Springfield, and I enjoyed my work there. But if I would not have had a person like Wynn as a potential to follow me, I'd still be doing the job. But I've got some other things I want to do. But I really want to focus on Wynn. And he came to me last March and said, Chuck, what do you think I could do with the next phase of my life? And I said, you need to look at being an elected official. And he said, I'm not interested. I'm not a politician. So that's the best thing about him. But, you know, this guy, CPA from University of Illinois, got his master's in business from University of Illinois, owns a business, has served as a Rotary chairman at age 29 over in Peoria. He's served the Salvation Army chairman, and then most recently Chamber of Commerce. So he is viewed it by his peers as a leader. And I'm really honored that he's willing to step up and make a difference for our state.
So when all that said, what kind of made you maybe change your mind, if you will, about taking a run in politics?
Yeah, Chuck encouraged me, and it took a little encouragement. But then I started looking at the state and everything we've done last year. And it just has me concerned that we're on the wrong path in Illinois.
And give me some examples of where you think the state is on the wrong path.
Yeah, so I saw a recent survey that ranked all 50 states in according to their financial health, and Illinois was ranked last, number 50 of all 50 states. I also saw another one that says we have the highest overall tax burden of any state in the country. And I'll tell you what, I love our state. I raised a family here. I've run a business here, and it's been great, and I love it too much to see us dead last.
Along those lines, you hear a lot of reports like that. You've probably heard from a lot of people that have heard reports like that. There are a lot of people in this area, and, you know, I kind of think that sometimes people talk and don't act, but there are a lot of people saying, you know, things like, oh, I can't wait to move away from Illinois, or oh, I'm going to go to Iowa because of these taxes and things like that. What would you tell people to convince them to stay regardless of the current situation?
Yeah. So first of all, I understand that sentiment, because a lot of the policies that we have in Illinois is encouraging people to think that way. I mentioned our highest tax burden, and we're doing policies that punish job creators and drive businesses and drive people to look for better opportunities in other states that maybe don't have income taxes. I would encourage people to say, you know what? Illinois has a brighter future if we stay and try to work for economic opportunity here in Illinois. And so I'd encourage them to try to stay.
You're in the Peoria area. Talk to me a little bit about what you know about the rest of the 37th district, including this part.
Yeah, so I grew up in Woodford County, went to a high school in a small town called Metamora. And my entire life in this district. I've got my grandpa, Tanner, started Tanner's Orchard up north of Peoria.
No kidding.
Yeah, and
okay.
So I've got a lot of family up there and understand the agriculture community a little bit from that perspective. And, you know, there are a lot. This is a big district. It's parts of 10 counties. Mm-hmm. And so over the next 90 days or so, I'm going to be doing town halls. I've got one in Toluca over in Marshall County on Thursday of this week. And then I'll be doing other town halls throughout, just so I can get out, hear from voters, and understand issues specific to each community.
Other than some of the issues you've discussed already, what here kind of in the early stages have you already heard from constituents? Other than the taxes and the fees and some policies and things like that, what other things concern voters as far as you can tell?
Well, the biggest thing I'm hearing recently is the culture of corruption that we have in Illinois. We've got senators and I know a representative that have been in trouble here recently with this federal investigation. And we have to do things, structural reforms in Illinois that address this culture of corruption, things like term limits or things like a fair map amendment. We have to get those things passed if we want to change this culture that we have.
Would you set term limits on yourself?
Well, what I would like to do is lead with legislation in Springfield that actually implements term limits for the first time ever. We've got to be careful, because if you go too short, the bureaucrats are going to run the state. But if you go too long, you have career politicians. And I'm not a career politician. I've been in business for over 20 years. But you know what? I was 11 years old when Mike Madigan became Speaker of the House. That's crazy. It's way too long for anybody to be in leadership, let alone be in their seat in the House.
They say these sorts of things start at the top. Is Mike Madigan part of the problem? Even though you're running for state senate, he's in the House. Are people like him really that much part of the problem?
Yeah, I believe he is. I think his state would be better off if he would leave office.
You mentioned agriculture. Any ideas to that end? From what you know about your association with the Tanner family and things like that, and other agriculture is a big part of Knox County, obviously. How do you see helping those folks in that regard?
Yeah, so you're right. Agriculture is the number one industry in the entire district, not just Knox County. And I'll tell you, from my background dealing with my at Tanner's Orchard with my grandpa growing up and seeing his work ethic, farmers are some of the hardest working people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's just a tragic, because I know farm incomes have dropped so substantially over the last 5-6 years. And so a lot of that is a federal, laws and things. But when it comes to state issues, I'm going to be standing with our farmers.
Some of the ideas and some of the concerns you've raised are not new to Illinois, obviously. Of course, the fact that Mike Madigan's been around longer than us is probably at the top of that list, for example. But the last governor before Governor Pritzker was a Republican, and he wasn't able to break through that law jam. And I think the other Republicans had problems even working with him, let alone across the aisle. How do you see being able to help in that regard?
The big problem here is one-party rule. Except for Rauner's term, we've had Democrats controlling the state for way too long. The biggest thing we can do is to elect more Republicans. We're in the super minority now, and when you have one party that dominates so completely, as they have for decades, you end up with policies that are, driving our state to be, like I said earlier, dead last in a survey of all 50 states.
Infrastructure is a big concern here. There may actually be some money starting to flow again for infrastructure improvements in the state here with some of the past year's budget, and I think there's another capital spending plan in the works. What are your thoughts on some of that? How can we make that better?
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of infrastructure, of improving our roads and bridges. The capital bill from last year, there was a lot of good in it, but there's also too much waste for my liking. An example of that is in Peoria, a privately owned building called the Peoria Labor Temple received $250,000 for tuck pointing work. And this is a privately owned building. And I don't know if that's just a political payback or what it was, but I have to think that if we would have looked at this capital bill a little more closely, take out some of that waste, maybe we wouldn't have had to raise that gas tax a full 19% and doubling it. Maybe we could have got by with 15 cents or 10 cents, but that'd be my only concern. But it is critical that we continue to invest in good projects like fixing our roads and fixing our bridges and not the wasteful spending.
The gas tax obviously is a concern, although, frankly, I don't think the gas here is probably the most expensive around, obviously. But do you see a desire or the possibility of lowering that, changing that? And are there other taxes you see needing to be raised or lowered?
I think there's quite a few taxes that would benefit by being lowered. The gas tax, I don't think that there's an appetite right now to readdress that. If there is, I'd be willing to be part of those discussions because, like I said, if there's an opportunity to give taxpayers a break in Illinois, I'd like to explore that. We have the highest overall tax burden in Illinois when you take into account property tax, income tax, and sales tax and everything else. Mm-hmm. So if there's an opportunity to lower tax, I'd like to have that discussion.
What advice has Senator Weaver given you as you've gone down this road, other than his obvious convincing of you to take this on?
Yeah, so Chuck has just been great. I'd say the biggest encouragement he's given me is even in a hyper-partisan political environment, he was able to pass 34 bills. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that happen when you're in the super minority? It's because he's able to work across both party lines, and he's kind of showed me some of the things he's done that have been successful, and I hope to follow in his footsteps in that regard.
We're talking in February, and you've been you've worked in finance and accounting. Are you sure this is really the time of year you want to spend spend time campaigning?
Yeah, well, fortunately, I'm not doing tax returns anymore.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just excited to be able to take some of those financial background skills to Illinois because, you know, Chuck rattled off, I've got an accounting degree and MBA. All that means is I know how to do math. And that's something that we don't have. We don't see that. I don't see that skill being used too much in Springfield nowadays.
I can tell time two different ways. That's about the math I know. And the time I have now tells me we're about out of time. But let me give you a few seconds maybe to just talk directly to voters. And obviously you're not really subject to the primary here. But why should voters be thinking about you now and continue to think about you heading toward November?
Yeah, thanks so much. I would say a couple of things. One, I mentioned I'm not a career politician. I'm a business guy with a financial background, and I understand budgets, and I want to take that approach down to Springfield. And I'm very concerned about all the taxes and all the increases. We don't have a revenue problem in Illinois. We have a spending problem in Illinois. And the last thing I'll say is I absolutely love our state. I think our state has a great future. It's been great for me, my family, and our business. And I look forward to working together with both Republicans and Democrats to ensure a good future for Illinois.
Wynn Stoller, running as a Republican to replace Chuck Weaver as the 37th District State Senator. Thanks so much for coming in. I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road. And thanks for running, for sure.
Well, thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
And by pure happenstance, an independent also looking to run for the seat will be joining us later this half hour on Galesburg's Evening News. So we try to get all the candidates in as we can. And just, again, by pure happenstance, it worked out. We have two today. So we'll talk about sports and business news, though, next on Galesburg's Evening News.